Thank you very much, Chaplain. Everybody tonight, I say praise the Lord. It's a joy to be with you. It's always, bringing remembrance to me of my own days in school. And I remember, even now, somebody came, we had at the university, what we called Mission Week. And that Mission Week, I remember what the preacher said. I'm talking about something more than 50, 60 years ago. And yet, I still remember. And I want to tell you what we do today together. And what we hear from the Word of God, you'll never forget in Jesus' name. And when I preach, I also teach. When I preach, I enlighten, I educate. And so you will need to write down. I will write. I will write. And then you go over that over and over. Your life will never be the same in Jesus' name. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we bless your name. We're not here by accident. This is a purposeful meeting, a purposeful crusade. And I pray your word, your power, your promise will penetrate every life. And I pray we'll never be the same again in Jesus' name. Give me a good university, amen. I pray, Lord, that what you do in every life, every heart, will be unforgettable in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I know it is done. In Jesus' name, we pray. God bless everyone. You can sit down. Today, as we come here, we're going to talk about Transformation 24. Transformation 24. We know transformation. When something goes from one stage to the other, that's transformation. And when human beings, we go from the embryo, we come, and now we're babies. That's transformation. And when you go from being a baby to being a toddler, and you are moving on, you couldn't walk before, you couldn't stand before, but now you can stand. Now you can even run. We're called transformation in the area of knowledge. There's also transformation. In the area of transportation, there is transformation. And now in the area of every person, every individual, there is transformation. And I'm going to look at Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. That's the word there. Be ye transformed. You're turned around. You are changed, and the situation in your life becomes so very different. It says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. If something is going to be transformed, there's a renewal. There's a change. There is a revival. Something is dead, it comes alive. Something is dormant, and then there is something here that is activated. That's a change. That's transformation. And it says you are transformed by the renewing of your mind, that she may prove what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. Have you noticed some graduations there? Good, acceptable, perfect. As we talk about transformation, I take those two figures, 24, 2, 4, and I move on from 2 and I go to 4. And by the time I look back, I began from level zero. I came to one, I came to two, and now as I evaluate myself, as I look at what has been done, I see a transformation has taken place. Two to four, an exemplary transformation. It's visible. It's not something we're looking. Is there a change? Is there a difference? We can tell when you move from level two to level four, there is a transformation, and we have an exemplary transformation. I will go to number two. Number two will be the experience. When I talk of experience, I can read about swimming and not experience swimming. I can read about climbing a mountain and yet I've not experienced it. I can read about this kind of food. They eat this kind of food in India. They eat this kind of food in Japan. They eat this kind of food in Indonesia. And I can even take a test on that. And I can write quite a lot about that. But the thing is, I have not experienced it. Tonight, we're not coming to just talk about transformation. We're coming for experiential transformation. Experiential transformation. What I talk about tonight will be dropped in your life. And I can just see you transformed. You're now moving from this level to that level. Experiential transformation. That one I refer to as two to four. Two to four. I'll explain to you later. And now I come to the final thing. The final thing is what I call exponential transformation. Exponential. When you have two to power four, that's different from two times four. That's different from two plus four. Now we're talking exponentially. And you double and double and double. And I'm looking for you. I say, where are you? You're already in the sky. Exponential. You know, we used to walk like this. Anywhere we wanted to go, we just walk like that. And then somebody invented bicycle. Great day. And then we now can ride bicycle. We can go faster, much faster than when we're walking. And then somebody invented the vehicle. Lorry, and now limousine, and it just zooms across exponential. And then the Bright brothers, they invented the aeroplane. Now, what used to take us to go from Accra to London? And we used to go by sea, and it would take months. But now, exponential transformation. Within about 6 hours now from Accra, you land in London. You are landing in a place you have never got to before. We're talking about number three, an exponential transformation. That's two to power four. Now let's look at it one by one. We're looking at number one, an exemplary transformation. As somebody tells us, its own history, the history of change, the history of transformation. We're looking at 1 Timothy chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 13. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13, it said, who was before a blasphemer. You know, when you talk about transformation, you have to know what you were. I was. And now you can say, I am. And the difference between I was and I am is the transformation that has taken place. Can you say that? Examine your life. Can you say, I was, but now I'm no longer there. Now I am. And when you move from point zero, Sometimes, in the case of Paul, he moved from minus 5. If you remember your, you know, graph and your, you know, axis. And at the x-axis, he was minus 5, then minus 3, then 0.0. Then he comes and is now in 4. He says, look at this. I got something in my life. And that thing in my life is called transformation. I was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and an injurious person. But I obtained mercy. Mercy comes to you today. And that mercy will lift you up. And then it says, because I did it ignorantly. In unbelief, look at verse 15. In verse 15, it says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I am chief. I want you to look at that word chief. When he was at that other side on the graph, it was the chiefest of sinners, the chiefest of persecutors, the chiefest of blasphemers. Then a change happened. A change is coming your way. And then he moved on and on. By the time he was speaking now, Paul, were you a writer before? No way. Were you an encourager before that can take people out of where they were to where they ought to be? Never. Were you a preacher of the good news, glad tidings before? Never. What happened to you? What happened to you? And he answers, transformation. And I say, can you help me? Because I want to be transformed. Anybody here wanting to be transformed? So, what is the transformation that happened to him? Transformation, T, that means from transgression to transformation. You know, he used to transgress. What's transgression? A line is drawn, and we say, this is the proper place. This is the decent place, and this is the acceptable place. That line is drawn. If you cross that line, that's what you say, transgression. You know the word trans, transportation, you move. Translation, you go from one language to the other. And then you talk about transcendence, that you go from where you were, now you transcend, you go beyond. And in the case of Paul, in my case, in your case, there is transgression to transformation. Tonight is your night. R, there is reprobation to restoration. When you say the boy is reprobate, he doesn't have the sense of talking right, walking right, living right. Everything he does is like reprobate silver. Jeremiah calls him to be thrown away. But today, from reprobation, you are transformed and you are going to have restoration. The Lord will restore you. The brain that has gone dead, the Lord will restore. The mind that is gone the other direction, you know, smoking, and the thing is going to all those cells, and it damages the cells in the brain. But today, God is going to touch you. God is going to heal you. And there's going to be restoration. And then, are you following? Say yes. Abasement to advancement. That's transformation. When somebody had been so down and down and down, abased. But now the hand of the Lord comes from heaven and picks him up, pulls him up, and now he's advancing, advancing, advancing. I'm talking to somebody there. You're advancing today. Amen. And negativity to nobility. Negative, always negative. Can you go from here to here? No, sir. Can you stand up? No, sir. And can you write anything? No, sir. Are you ready for your exam? No, sir. What do you want us to do? Should we push forward the time of the exam? Yes, sir. Always negative. Cannot see the light. Everything is dark. Life is dark. The past is dark. The future is dark. Negative. But something happens to you today. From being negative, you are coming to nobility. S, sickness to soundness. You know, in your life, I remember myself, anytime exam was coming, I always got sick. I don't know whether it is psychological. I don't know whether I feared the exam. We're going again, these people. They will ask you questions and, you know, all that. And I used to get, you know, some of my papers, just zero. And the teacher will put a dot inside it. But now, Christ met me. And I met Christ. And things turned around. I said things turned around. That's why you came tonight. Your life is going to turn around. And the sickness of fear, the sickness of, you know, we're going for exam, I'm not ready. My head is aching, my tummy is turning, everything. Tonight, it will heal you. Totally and completely. And if it's something that is has to do with your genes, it's genetic, that thing is there. And in fact, all the children in, you know, in a family, is something so genetic that it happens to him, happens to her, and has happened to me. That genetic something will be driven away from your life today. And that's S. I go to the next letter now. The next letter is F. Have you found people who are friendless? Friendlessness. Because, you know, the way they talk and the things they say and the way they, you know, act to people and their interaction with people is so bad, is so terrible. They look at him as a bottle of acid. You don't want to be near that fellow. He has friendlessness. But now, you know Paul, I mean Saul in the Bible, anytime he was coming and people peep through the window, that's him, he's coming to do evil. They lock their doors, they lock their windows, because that man had no friends at all. But transformation came, that now, he said, Galatians, you love me so much, you could have pulled out your eyes and given to me. That is transformation, that you go from friendlessness to friendliness. And I will be your friend. And you will be my friend. And then we'll solve problems together. We'll celebrate your success together. And then I go to the next one. This is own, from being offensive to being obedient. The boy says, I don't know what's happening to me. Anytime they say up, my mind says down. Anytime they say go, my mind says stop, stay. Anytime they say, this is what we are doing now, I don't know. The opposite is always in my heart. And they say, now, be a good boy. Be a good girl. Don't do this. That's exactly what I want to do. Because there is this offensiveness in the heart, in the mind. Transformation means that offensiveness is changed to obedience. Amen. I love your amen. And then R, is retardation. Retardation. That's what we were. I was retarded at school. I was retarded in understanding. I was retarded in normal life. And that means I was below average. And that's who you are. If you look at your life, there are areas you are below average. What is transformation? Transformation moves you from retardation to reactivation. Something good in you will be reactivated tonight. And the strength and the mind to say, yes, I'm here. I am going to achieve. It will happen tonight. You know, when the hand of Christ comes upon you and takes you up, and he wipes away all the retardation. I cannot do that. I cannot. It's too difficult for me. Multiplication table, too difficult for me. And a simple equation, that's simple, that's too hard for me. Then you are now bringing in a kind of another equation. Who invented all this thing to make life uneasy for us because of my retardation? But you know, Christ came in and Christ made a change. And now from retardation, I go to reactivation. I just love to have my mind, my heart, my brain, my personality reactivated. And you see, can you do this? Mind you, I'll say yes. Before I even look at it, and before I see what will happen or what will not happen, I say yes. Somebody say yes over there.
Yes.
Power in your life, say yes.
Yes.
Proaction. That means you're not looking at things as a pessimistic fellow. You are optimistic. Yes. No more retardation. M from mediocrity to mastery. Mediocrity to mastery. When they say everybody should line up and they're going to, look at our papers. You stay at the tail of the queue because there's nothing good in that paper. Mediocrity. The only thing some people know how to do during the break, get out and play that ball, kick it there, kick it there, but they're not kicking with purpose. They are not having a goal post. And people who live in life, they kick, they jump, they run, there's no goal, no goal post in their lives. All they can show is mediocrity. I came here tonight to take you out of mediocrity into mastery.
Yeah.
A is aggression to agreeableness. There are people in their life so aggressive. It's like they wear anger on their faces all day long. And while they are coming, just look at them. He comes again and he's so aggressive. If he wants something, give me. You didn't even say, please give me to tell you, please. I said, give me. Did you pay for it? I said, give me. They're so aggressive. But you know, today the Lord will change your personality. This is what we call transformation, because you move from aggression to agreeableness. The next letter here is another T, and it is truthlessness to truthfulness. I didn't know when I was much, much younger, before I met Christ, where the truthlessness came from. It was like it was ready made. Ask me any question, and I had the thing to tell the fellow. And when the fellow questions and dribbles, and he wants to find out what's the real truth, I have to tell another lie to cover the first lie. And when he says, Are you really sure you are telling me the truth? I needed to invent the third lie to cover the first two lies. But Christ came into my life. Like he's coming to his life tonight. I'm telling you, life will turn around. Truth in the heart, truth in your mouth, truth in your action. You move. This is transformation from truthlessness to truthfulness. And I there, indolence to industriousness. You know, I knew how to kill time. Kill time. That the time is there. And, you know, indolence will not allow me to do anything substantial, that I do enough for the hour, for the day, because of idleness. But I'm telling you, when Christ came in and changed me completely, he will change you tonight. Now, there is industriousness, and O is obscurity, obscurity. Nobody even knows, you know, you are here at university. Do your classmates actually know you? You're obscure. Does the lecturer know you? You're obscure. Anybody that, you know, the homework and the assignment I gave you last time, you've done it and you've gone through this and gone through that. You've gone into the library, you've checked up this and that. Raise up your hand. Then you dodge, you know, that lecturer to see you. And you always do like that. You're obscure. If you go through life obscure, you graduate, probably, and then you're still obscure. You're working in a place, you're still obscure. Obscurity. The Lord is bringing you out tonight. You will not be at the back of the desk, at the back of the table. You'll not be at the back of the crowd. But now, there's going to be open-mindedness. It will transform your life so much. You know, somebody says, I'm an introvert. No, you are not. You're making yourself obscure. But you'll become an extrovert. I have more amen than the people here. And then N, we're looking at N, not important, to now indispensable. They will not be able to do it. They will be looking for you. Where is the person there? I said, God bless you, you are there. Heaven will find you. God will find you. Success will be looking for you, will find you. And awards, scholarship. I'm saying award, scholarship will be looking for me. Me. You got it, you'll have it in Jesus' name. This is transformation. Not important, now indispensable. And we've talked about Paul the apostle. All those things I've read there, Christ came in his life and Christ made the difference. And the Lord is taking hold of you tonight. He'll make the difference in your life. Look at number two. Number two, we're looking at an experiential transformation. Experiential transformation. Sometimes, you know, some people, they don't know the difference between experience and reading, just learning. And we talk about milk, and you think of the chemical composition of the milk. You think of how they manufacture the milk. You think of how they put it in the tin and seal it up. And you think about everything. But the question I'm asking you is, what does the milk taste like? That's experience. It's when you have the experience. You're not just talking about transformation. You are going to have it. Today. Somebody shout today. experiential transformation. We're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and I'm reading from verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. It says, "And such were some of you." Such were some of you. "But ye are washed." Washed. Washed. Ye were like this, but now you are washed. Tonight you will be clean. If it were possible for an angel to come and look at you over from top to down, that angel will shake the head and say, "This is a special experienced boy, girl, he is washed. I am washed." My brother, my sister, my son, my daughter, here is transformation at an experiential level. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm reading from verse 9. What they were before they were washed, and before that experiential transformation came to them. It says, "Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor the abusers of themselves with mankind." Look at verse 10. In verse 10, "No thieves," what? "Thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Look at verse 11 now, and it says, "And such were some of you." Why is the writer, the apostle, by the Spirit of God, using "were"? Past tense. Because they are no more like that. And what you were after this meeting, you'll not be like that again. Because that's why you are here. God will so work a transformation in your life that even yourself, you pinch yourself. He said, "Me, a new life has begun. And such was some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." I need a university amen now. Yeah. What's the experiential transformation? Look at this again. We're going to spell it out. T is from touchiness to tenderness. You know, there are people, you only see their lives, you note it for them. Greet them, they're touchy. Take their book, I just want to check out something there. They're touchy. And touch them and whatever, they're touchy. They wear their feeling on their nerves. But transformation happens tonight. Because you move from touchiness to tenderness. And then R is restlessness to restfulness. Restlessness, like the stormy sea, always bringing out unrest and distress. Where you have unrest and distress, you don't have any peace of mind, any rest in your mind. But today, you'll be calm. You'll be cool. Anything happening around you, here or there, you know that you are in Christ, and Christ is in you, and your life is secured in Christ, in Jesus' name. Amen. A, the change that comes. A, the transformation that comes is from aptitude to altitude. You know, when we say aptitude, That's, let me say it this way. That's a constant. When we say see, it's constant. It's not changing. It's there. But in life, you add attitude, good attitude, not lousy attitude. And it's a combination of attitude. Attitude is a variable. Attitude is, you know, you can have a negative attitude, a positive attitude. You can have an ungrateful attitude. You can have a grateful attitude. It varies. But the attitude you have, that's a constant. And you have a good attitude, a smiling attitude, a joyful attitude, an excited attitude. You wake up in the morning and you say, praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. When we add that good attitude to the aptitude, it will be equal to altitude. You will climb high. You will go higher. Because you allow your aptitude to attract a good attitude, and then it lifts you up. Now you have altitude. N is negligence to nurturing. Negligence. They ignore. Even some people, I'm sorry to tell you, they neglect washing their teeth every morning. And they take so much chocolate, and yet they will not wash their teeth. And later in life, you go to the doctor, he said, there's so much cavity in your teeth. You say, doctor, what does that mean? It means your teeth now has no root because of negligence. Other people, when we were in the primary school, they taught us this and that. Secondary school, high school, they taught us this and that, but were negligent. What do I need with that? What do I need that for? Now we come to university and there's so much we have neglected that we cannot do what we're learning now because they are based on what we should have learned. And now you need some remedial teaching to be able to catch up. But when you are transformed, you don't neglect anything anymore. From negligence, you go to nurturing. You nurture the good things you have. You nurture the best thing you have. And everything will grow. And it's from tonight your growth will begin. Amen. We continue S here. S is from scornfulness to seriousness. People go through life. They scorn, they scoff. Good things are introduced to them. They scorn, they scoff. But the Lord takes hold of your personality. And he makes you, instead of being scornful, you become serious. 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 You know, I used to be one of those, rascals in our school. I do this and do that. I even wanted to attract attention by my rascality. But all of a sudden, I knew that life cannot continue like this. And, Christ came into my heart and I became serious. Say that. Serious. Say that. And then I decided I was going to make a good grade. And I wrote the grade I wanted on my desk. And I see it every time. And then I read, I study. And my classmates, those who were like me, scornful. They say, bookwormer. Have you heard that word before? And I will not lift up my head. I kept on. You will keep on. Yeah. And it is that kind of change that brings you to become a star in your life. I said you'll become a star in your life. In your community, you will stand out. Anywhere you find yourself, you will stand out in Jesus' name. F, falsification to factualness. Falsification. I don't know about you, but my grades were so poor at a particular time, and when he gave me the report card, I look at how they have typed everything there, and it was a black ink. And I take a black fine ball pen, and I falsify very neatly. And then I go back home, I show my daddy that report sheet. It's been falsified. You know, sometimes my father will say, is this the original? How is it like this? This one is like the writing of a pen. I say, daddy, that's how they gave us. But transformation came. I said transformation came. Amen. And now there's factual thing that is there. And they give it to me, and I'll give it to my daddy that way. Amen. You'll be factual. Amen. When you're factual, you'll be trustworthy. And anytime they're looking for the fact, as a matter of fact, and fact of the matter, they'll come to you. Who is that? They'll come to you. I see you. God bless you. Now, O is obscenity to objectivity. Sometimes you have young people, when they have not been transformed, they're obscene. Their language, their talk, their interaction. Things we shouldn't hear in the public. They're just obscene. Dirty language, defiling language. But we're not going to look at the past. All the past will be swept away tonight. And now you're going to be objective. Are revengeful to revengefulness to righteousness. You know, that person did that to me, he'll suffer for it. He will smell pepper. Not only that he will smell pepper, he will feel pepper. Revengefulness. But you know, when Christ comes to your life and reminds you that he has forgiven you all the bad things you did, and what you did was even worse than what this person has done. I forgive you, reciprocate, and forgive. You will forgive, and the Lord will make you righteous. Amen. The next letter here is M. M from mischievousness to mercifulness. Mischief will get out of your life. Sons and daughters, that's what we call transformation. It's not just transformation, transformation. What has been transformed in your life? And then A, avariciousness to abstinence. To be avaricious means to be covetous. It means I grab. Even if others are suffering, if others have nothing, I even take from the people that don't have enough, and then I have that for myself. That's being avaricious. But now transformation comes, and you have abstinence. That's a good amen for over there. Yeah. T from thoughtlessness to teachableness. Thoughtlessness to teachableness. You know, teaching actually forms our thoughts, reforms our thoughts. When I'm teachable, and they're telling me this is the way, go ye therein, and I'm teachable, it changes my thoughts. I thought I'd go there before, because that's where I see majority of people going. That's how they make money. That's how they do what they want to do in life. But then I am taught, and I am teachable. I go by the express way of the Lord to success in life. That's why I'm so happy about you. That you are thoughtful, you are not thoughtless. You think about your action. You think about your life. You think about where you're going. You think about your goal in life. And now you are thoughtful, no more thoughtless. And you are teachable. I is from iniquity to integrity. Integrity. You go from iniquity. What's iniquity? When people do things that, you know, we can't even begin to talk about, but integrity. You know, in your maths, that's what they call an integral number. Not a fraction, an integral number. Just stands like that. The wind blows integrity, standing like that. And people comment negatively, you are standing like that. And when the change and the transformation comes in your life, there's integrity in your life from tonight. Odiousness to oneness. Odious people. It's like they emit some repelling smell. Odious. Odious. But now there is a change and there is a transformation, and you are now at one with people. Your life is agreeable. Your life is pleasant. Your life develops fellowship. You are one with everybody, not to do evil, to help them and for them to help you. And in nature human to nature holy. Your nature will change. Now, why do we do what we do? Nature. Why does the dog bark? That's his nature. Why does the fish swim? That's his nature. Why do lions roar? They don't make it up. That's their nature. Why do wicked people do wicked things? Nature. Human nature. But transformation comes today. To me. Your life will be pleasant. Because now there's a transformation, there's a change from nature human to nature holy. I say amen for you. We're looking at number three now, and this brings us to the conclusion. We're looking at an exponential transformation to the fourth power. This is now going to be your story. I have a story. This is my story. It will be your story. An exponential transformation. We're looking at Psalm 105 from verse 17. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. In verse 18, it says, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. In verse 19, it says, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Joseph, the day, the time of the fulfillment of his transformation came. Mark down this day, July 31st, 2020. It's a special day for you. Heaven had been waiting for you until this day. Until his time came. Look at verse 20. In verse 20, it said the king sent and loosed him. Loosed him. Loosed him. Every chain that binds you is loosed today in Jesus' name. Even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. Where are you? You'll go free. From every bondage, you'll go free. From your sickness, you'll go free. From all the regrets of life, you will go free. He let him go free. I smile at you because I know tonight heaven will lose all the chains in your life, all the cords in your life. It lets you go free. In verse 21, he made him Lord of his house and ruler of all his substance. Look at verse 22. In verse 22, it says to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his senators wisdom. To teach his senators wisdom. To even become a senator, that's great already. And for you now to be chosen to teach not only one senator, senators, to teach them wisdom. Praise the Lord. Congratulations for you. We call this exponential transformation. Look at them. We're spelling again. Number one is trial to triumph. That man was tried as no other person in his generation was tried. And yet, the transformation that God did in his life from trial to triumph are from rejection to reigning. The brother said, are you going to reign over us? What do you mean by that kind of dream, that kind of vision, that kind of mission, that kind of goal? They rejected him and sold him away into slavery. But he left that point of rejection and he came to reign. With all humility, but with all assurance, I come to tell you tonight that where you have been rejected, you will reign there. What they say, who are you to talk? Who are you to speak to us? Who are you to give us direction? And they push you away. And it appears you cannot make it again. Tonight, a transformation is coming in your life. Rejection will turn to reigning. A accusation to acquittal. They accused him. He's proud. They accused him. He has this notion. He's daydreaming. He's going to do this and do this. But eventually, if you know the story of Joseph, all those brothers came. They came to Egypt. And they found that the man reigning and the man distributing food. They didn't know him at first. So they bent down. He said, you are spies. By the life of Pharaoh, I can tell you are spies. They said, my Lord. They called him Lord. They'll call you Lord. They'll call you King. They said, we are of the same father. And we are 12. And one, Benjamin, is at home. And the other one is not. Who are they referring to? The other one is not. He was standing before them. That's Joseph. They had sold him to slavery. And they had killed a goat or kid. And then they dipped the colorful clothes in blood. And they went to show Joseph, notice, if this is the clothes of your son. Oh, he said, my son is dead. No one is saying you are dead. You are alive in Christ. You are alive in God. They were even crying. He was crying for Joseph. I'll never see him. I'll never see him. They will see you again. They'll not see you as they saw you many years ago. But when transformation has taken place in your life, we will see you again. I'll begin to hear of some of your names in the papers, on the net, everywhere. And then I will say, who is this? And then I ask our pastor here and the people I know here, I say, this young man, this young fellow, this young lady, who is this? So they said, is one of the people that got transformation that day. Is the candidate for transformation on July 31st, 2024. Where is your hand? Let me anoint that hand before we pray. Your hands are anointed. Yeah. What you do with that hand will turn life around and you will reign in Jesus' name. Yeah. All the rubbish and every bad thing they put in your life, you are discharged and acquitted. And from nullification to nomination. You know, they were looking at Joseph and nullify him. Get him out of the book. Get him out of the register. He's too proud, he's pompous, he's so arrogant. I dreamed. Nullify him. But the man, they nullified. And he said there was no place for him. No place to stand. No place to sit. No place to achieve his dream. You'll go from nullification to nomination. And Pharaoh said, can we find such a man as this in whom the Spirit of God is? And he was nominated and he said, come, sit down here. You'll be next to me in the throne. You'll be next to them on the throne. You'll be next to them on the throne. S, from slave to second in authority. Second in superiority. I'm trying to get at somebody there. Heaven is looking at you. Today you might look like a slave. You're dependent. If I need money, I'm dependent on them. If I need food, I'm dependent on them. If I need some recognition, I'm dependent on them. But the day has come. Others will depend on you. Because you'll go from slavery to the second in superiority, second in command. And it goes, and the next letter now is F, from fetters to freedom. We read it already there in Psalm 105. They bound him with fetters. Fetters. He couldn't go anywhere. It's like, let me illustrate. Look at that goat. Look at the pole. And he put a string, tie it around the pole, and then put a string, that rope, on the neck of that goat. The goat may think I'm free, I'm moving, but he cannot move beyond the radius that rope has created. And you are going like this, while sweating, you are doing everything, but you never go beyond the length of that rope that ties you. But now, all your fetters are broken. But now you are set free. The thing that says, I cannot go beyond that point because of the rope that is tied on my legs, your ropes are all shattered. And there's anointing here tonight that breaks every yoke in your life in Jesus' name. From fetters to freedom. Oh, from offenders' dungeon. Somebody told a big lie against Joseph. And Potiphar believed the lie and called Joseph an offender and sent him to the dungeon. But Joseph did not long remain there. I will not long remain in their dungeon. And from the offender's dungeon, he became the operating dignitary. The operating dignitary. And Pharaoh said, anything you say is final. Do you know you can become like that? That anything you say, heaven will confirm in Jesus' name. And then R, he was ridiculed But now everybody respected him. Senators in Egypt respected him. Pharaoh on the throne respected him. The people that were looking, wanting to have food, they all went to him. They respect his own brothers. And all the people from foreign land, when they saw him, they bent. Respect. Respect. We will respect you. I said, we will respect you. And then, M, from messenger to master, to mentor, to magistrate. We are climbing up. By the grace of God, we are climbing up. In the strength of the Lord, we are climbing up. Because of the destiny that God has for you, you are climbing up in Jesus' name. From being a messenger to being a master to being a mentor and to becoming a magistrate. Some of you are going to read law. You are going to become judge. You didn't say amen. You are going to become magistrate. And when you get into the judiciary, you remember I prophesied into your life tonight. Some of you are going to become mentors. You'll teach people, you'll mentor them. They'll be seeking for you as a counselor. And when you become that mentor, you will remember, I prophesied into your life tonight that you will not remain as a messenger. You are going to go up and up and up in Jesus' name. I heard from a janitor in a school. He was, you know, helping to clean and to do all that. And then one teacher came in and saw him, just looked at him. This is not even a Christian person. He just felt like talking to him. He said, since when have you been a janitor here? And he said, for a long time. And the fellow told him, you don't remain a janitor here. You become a teacher here. He took that word. He accepted. And he went. He was still doing his work as, you know, cleaner, this and that. But he was going to extramural studies and he studied. And he finished primary school well. And then he went. He was still taking lessons. You know, lessons are available now. You can study anything now from, you know, the internet and all that. You can go through a whole course. And he finished high school. And he waited and he continued and was still his janitor, was still doing his work, and eventually he graduated. From a messenger, he became a master. When he got his certificate, he showed the authorities of the school and he said, okay, become a teacher. He became a teacher. And the board of the education of that school, that college, they eventually promoted him. He became an headmaster there. Where he was a janitor some years ago. Do you know that's going to happen to you? Where you were scrubbing the floor. Where you're taking care of little things. Then you're going to become a master there. This is the transformation we're talking about. The transformation that is going to happen to you as you surrender yourself to Christ and you say, make me whatever you can make me. It will make you the master. Yeah. A, we're looking at from actualization to acceleration. Already, the dream is actualized. And the dream has now come to pass. And there is acceleration. And you used to go, you know, it would take how many hours now to read that chapter, understand that chapter, and practice that chapter. But now, acceleration. Somebody help me shout, acceleration. You are going to increase your speed. The speed of achievement. The speed of going forward. The speed of making it in life in Jesus' name. Acceleration. Say it, acceleration. T from test to testimony. Whatever test you are going through now, you will have a testimony. Don't give up. If we give up, after writing T-E-S-T, and our hands are weak, shaking, we don't go away, we don't ever go beyond the test. But when you don't give up, you don't give in, you say, this problem, I will conquer this problem. You will conquer. From test to testimony. Look at Joseph now. All the test is gone. The brothers came, and then they recognized him eventually. And he bent down because the test has turned to testimony. My test will turn to testimony. I, from imprisonment to importance. Imprisonment. He was imprisoned. And when he came out of the prison, where was Potiphar's wife that told the big lie? She hid her face in shame. Because even Potiphar himself, this person that he imprisoned, became higher than him. That's why I'm confident to tell you, you're coming higher. Then, from ordinary to ordination. Ordinary man. What's his name? The slave boy from far away. And the one who was sold to Potiphar's house. Ordinary. The one who was doing the cooking and this and that. Ordinary. And the one that eventually, you know, foolish boy, he wanted to do something naughty with the wife of the master. Because that's the lie they told. And he sent him to the prison. Ordinary. But even in the prison, his quality shone out. Your quality will shine out. And then they ordained him to be the leader of that prison. And afterwards, Pharaoh had a dream that nobody could interpret. The day will come when in that place they'll have a challenge, and they cannot fix the challenge. They cannot put anything right there. And you see, there is a lady here. What's her name? I said there's a lady here. What's her name? Josephine. And then they bring you there, and you touch this and touch this and you touch that, and whatever you touch will bring solution. And so he became ordained. N-N-N. From nobody to notability. Nobody. Look at this boy. Just walking here and there, he was nobody who knew his name except his father, who gave him the coat of many colors. Who knows the name of this boy? A nobody except the brothers that hated him and sold him away into the hands of the Ishmaelites. And now from there, he now became a notable person. By the decree of the Lord, by the determination of our Heavenly Father. That's why I want you to be a boy, a girl of decision tonight, that there will be transformation in your life. And the transformation will make you noticeable and notable for the rest of your life in Jesus' name. Am I ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Serious, serious decision tonight.
Yes.
That transformation will take place in your life.
Yes.
It's not by power, it's not by strength, it's by the Spirit of the Lord. It's by the mercy of God. It's by the grace of God. Transformation. Every area of your life tonight, in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You're coming to the Lord tonight. You know that by yourself, you cannot have this transformation. But God the Father in heaven has sent the Lord Jesus Christ to make this transformation in your life. And you want to give God the liberty, the chance, the opportunity to take care of your life and to pull you from where you were to where you ought to be. And the sky is the limit. Heads bowed, eyes closed. You want the Lord to take hold of your life like he took hold of the lives of the people who have been talking about. And you want him to transform your heart, transform your life, transform your action, transform your activities, and transform you as a person to become a significant person in life. And also to eventually get to the kingdom of God, that when you get to heaven, eventually angels will stand at attention to welcome you. Raise up your hand. If you want that transformation, you want that change, if you're raising up your hand, God bless you there. You stand up. Please stand up. Please stand up for your transformation with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. You're appealing to God. You're saying, oh God, I cannot continue like this. I need a change, a supernatural change. I need a change, an upward change. I need a change, a divine change. Stand up there and just quietly tell the Lord, oh Lord, here am I. I need the change. I need the transformation. I need the turning around. Lord, what I cannot do by myself, Lord, do it for me. That's how simple it is. Lord, I accept. Lord, I believe. Lord, I confess that it is done. It is done. Say amen. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for all your sons and daughters. Lord, I pray that your grace will come into every life. Forgive the past in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray this desirable transformation. Lord, I pray this decreed transformation. Do it in every life in Jesus' name. You have said, whosoever will come to you, you will in no wise cast away. Receive every one of them. Bring the change. Bring the transformation. Do what they could not do for themselves. Grant them your forgiveness, your redemption, and your salvation. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Another amen. Amen. Keep on standing. I call on our campus leader to lead us now, whichever way you want to lead us. Thank you.
Now you have taken the decision for the Lord, and as our Father has prayed for us, transformation has taken place. Give your correct information to the counselors, our pastors, leaders around, let's help in this counseling session. Please keep standing until you have been attended to. Let's be fast. Let's move around the people. Let's go back under the trees, under the shed far away. Let's see wherever the people are. If you responded to the altar call, please keep standing until you have been attended to. We want to help you in your decision to stand so that the transformation you have received will be permanent and you will be an agent of transformation. Counselors, let's be fast. Let's move around the people. Wherever people have responded to the altar call, please, let's make sure we attend to them. And when you are done, signify to us. All leaders that are around, let's help in this exercise, very important exercise. Please, if you took that decision, don't sit down until you have been attended to. As soon as you are done, please signify to us. And those of us seated, let's keep on praying. You have taken an important decision. Heaven has recognized it. Be faithful and give your particulars to the counselors and the leaders that are assisting you. Counselors, if you are done, please signify to us. Let's be fast. On my left-hand side, please, if you are done, counselors, can you signify to us you are done? Okay, on my... In front of me on the left side also, if you are done, please signify to me. Those of you also directly in front of me, if you are done, counselors, please let's know. Then on my right hand side, if you are done, help us. If you took the decision and you have not been attended to, you can raise up your hand so that the counselors will come to help you. Those of us seated, let's keep on praying. Let's keep on calling upon the Lord. Can we be a little bit faster? Please come to the front to signify to us that you are done so that we can move forward. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We are done, sir.
Amen. And achievers, amen. The Lord is going to give you the request of your heart. Whatever you need, He loves you. And He wants to see that transformation in every area of your life. In your academics. Give an academic amen. In the strength of your body. You will not be 20 and then you are walking and moving like you are 50. New life.
Amen.
New energy.
Amen.
And then your brain will have transformation.
Amen.
What you read before, I don't understand. I don't understand this. Go back and read after this prayer. You will understand everything. Where are you? Where are you? Just raise up your hand. Whatever you have in your heart to ask the Lord, and you have asked, the Lord is going to do it now. Father, in Jesus' name. Look at your sons. Look at your daughters. Look at your creatures. You love every one of them. You want the best for them in life. Lord, I pray that best that had been waiting for them, for everyone, every boy, every girl, every man, every woman, give it to them in Jesus' name. Those who need healing, soundness in their body, from the brain to the blood and to every part of their body, Lord, touch them now. Renew them now. Deliver them now. And give them soundness of health in Jesus' name. And those who have been backward, they have been having setbacks and setbacks, but they have heard of transformation tonight. Where there is failure, take failure away. Give them their academic success in Jesus' name. Take them from the valley to the mountaintop. And Lord, I pray for everyone, instead of sorrow, there will be joy.
Amen.
Instead of sadness, there is happiness.
Amen.
Instead of thinking, what am I living for? Lord, give them excitement to live in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And also have been looking down themselves. I'm a nobody. I'm a non-entity. What am I doing this life? Oh Lord, I pray, take all that thought of non-entity away from them in Jesus' name. Make your son here, your daughter there. Make him, brother, somebody. Make her, sister, somebody. And all the blessings of heaven, Lord, I pray, will flow into their lives right now.
Amen.
To my right, transformation.
Amen.
To my front, transformation.
Amen.
To my left, transformation.
Amen.
Online, anywhere we are listening, anywhere we were listening, transformation in every life. For our teachers, our lecturers, our leaders, our parents, those who have brought us here. Lord, I pray you will give a special blessing for they on this special day for everyone in Jesus' name. Everyone that wishes you good, the same transformation will come to their lives. I challenge you now, go through life and carry the torch of the Lord. Square your shoulders. Stand erect. Look straight ahead of you. You will be a conqueror. You will be an achiever. You will be a notable, noticeable person. As you go through life, may the grace of God and the strength of the Lord and the goodness of God and the provision from eternity be your Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name.